High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're in Kearney. Hastings High and the Kearney High Bearcats here tonight in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Got the girls game up first. Of course, Hastings High coming off of their first win of the season last week as he beat Adams Central by the score of 43-28. That's after the Tigers suffered 12 straight losses to begin the season. Hastings High putting it all together last week in their win over Adams Central. Bailey Petzold was the leading scorer. She had 17 points in the basketball game, had 15 rebounds in the contest. The defense allowed Adams Central to shoot only 15.7% for the ball game. And freshman Sophia Pankratz and also Libby Knappel, they stepped up for Hastings High, scoring 9 and 8 points respectively. Tigers are going to be healthy for the first time here tonight. They got everybody back. Everybody's going to be available to play tonight, including Alex Schmidt. Schmidt has been battling a back injury all season long. She is ready to go. She's at 100% as the Tigers get ready to go for their second win of the season here tonight against the Kearney High Bearcats. This is a team that comes in with a record of 10 wins and 8 losses on the season. Kearney played in the GNAC tournament during the Christmas break. They won their first two ball games, beating Lexington 38-19 and beating McCook 47-27. They lost the third day to Norfolk by the score of 33-26. And then as we started the new year, Kearney lost 4 straight ball games, losing to Lincoln Northeast at home, losing to North Platte on the road, losing to Omaha Benson here at home, and also losing at Lincoln Southeast in Lincoln. Since then, the Kearney High Bearcats have won 3 games in a row, beating Fremont, Columbus, and Norfolk, beating Fremont 49-24, beating Columbus 40-24, and beating Norfolk by a score of 50-29. So Hastings High facing a Class A opponent here tonight in the Kearney High Bearcats. Kearney comes in averaging 41 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up only 37.9 on the defensive end. Kearney is hitting 38% of their field goal tries this year, 28% from three-point territory, 62% from the free throw line. They normally get out rebounded in a typical ball game, 18-22. Kearney averages 13 turnovers per ball game. They force 14 on the other end. And Hastings High is averaging 32.3 points per ball game, but they're coming off of a 43-point effort the other night against Adams Central. Hastings High giving up 53.3 points per ball game on defense. Shooting has been a problem for Hastings, hitting only 27% of their field goal tries so far this year, 23% from three-point territory, 54% from the free throw line. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight. Hastings and Kearney on 1230 KHAS. High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online tonight at PlatteRiverPreps.com as we get set to go. Kearney and Hastings High here tonight. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Mel Nagy in the starting lineup in the ball game tonight, a 5'3" senior. Nagy is averaging 5.5 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Sophia Pankratz is a 5'6" freshman Pankratz is averaging 7 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. You got Bailey Petzl, the 5'8" junior. Petzl had the big ball game last week against Adams Central, scoring 17 points, pulling down 15 rebounds. He's now averaging 5.2 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. He lives with Franzen, is a 5'10" and sophomore. Franzen is averaging 2.5 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. The other starter for Hastings High, Paige Kennedy, 5'6" and a senior. Kennedy averaging 1.8 points and 4.1 rebounds per ballgame. Kearney will go with Gretchen Mock, a 5'7" and senior. Mock is averaging 6.4 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Kelsey Weimers is a 5'8" and senior. Weimers averaging 11 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Kelsey Stitham is a 5'7" and sophomore. She's averaging 7 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Skylar Snyder is a 5'9" freshman. Snyder is averaging 5.2 points and 1.4 rebounds per game. And Peyton Cutterback is a 5'7" junior. She's averaging 3.6 points and 3.5 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings High dressed in their road black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered to the white and the orange. Kearney going to be dressed in their home standing white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. As we get set to go, Kearney and Hastings, first game of two tonight. They're on 1230 KHIS. Hastings High will shoot to our basket to our left. Into the center circle is going to be Snyder for Kearney. Into the center circle for Hastings High is going to be Franzen. And the ball is in the air. The tip controlled by Hastings High. Tigers have it in their offensive zone, and immediately they're going to be tied up on the play. Hastings controls the opening tip. Paige Kennedy got it for the Tigers, and she was immediately tied up on the play by Skylar Snyder of Kearney. So it's going to be Kearney High basketball. Hastings turns it over in their so-called first possession of the ball game. Here's a Kelsey Weimers with the ball now for Kearney to set things up. She's a leading scorer on the basketball team. They get it to Snyder, drives the ball inside. Her shot is up there off of the window. Good. Skylar Snyder scoring there on the opening possession for Kearney, and the Bearcats go on top by the score of 2-0. Now Kearney will attack here in backcourt. Hastings brings it across the 10-second line. Franzen has got the ball. Here's the pass on the near sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Mock. Second straight turnover on Hastings High. Mock brings it out here in three-point territory to cut it back. Cutemuck moves it over on the wing to Snyder. Picked up by Hastings High as the Tigers will start off in a man-to-man defense. Weimers has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Drives it inside the free throw circle. Can't put up a shot over Nagy out there defensively for the Tigers. Long pass to Snyder, left side of the lane, traveling violation. So Snyder is calling for the traveling violation there. Skylar Snyder for Kearney. That's their first turnover. Yeah, the Bearcats averaging 18 turnovers per ball game. Hastings High trailing in the contest by the score of 2-0. Tigers have the ball here in backcourt. Nagy brings it across the 10-second line. Pankratz has got it now. Pankratz to Franzen. Gets it back to Nagy now. Nagy gives it to Sophia Pankratz. It's going to be a man-to-man defense here for Kearney High. There's a bounce pass out near the 10-second line. Pankratz has got it. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Paige Kennedy. Now Kearney's in his own defense. Kearney's in his own. They knocked the ball away. It's going to be picked up in backcourt by Weimers. She drives, shoots, and scores. Weimers scores. Kelsey Weimers. That's the third straight turnover on Hastings High. And it's a 4-0 ball game. Kearney is out on top. And now it's going to be a traveling violation in backcourt here on Mel Nagy. So Hastings has had the ball four times. They've turned the ball over four times. They have not yet attempted a field goal. Here comes Alex Schmidt into the ball game now for Hastings High. Nagy will come to the bench. 6 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Kearney is out on top of Hastings by the score of 4-0. Snyder has got it down the wing on the left side. Dribbles the ball around down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound Kearney. That's a Gretchen Mock with the ball. Brings it back out into three-point territory. Weimers has got it. Hastings High still in a man-to-man defense. Long pass goes in a high post to Mock. Throws it over on the wing on the left side to Weimers. Drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes out of Hastings High. Tigers have the ball. Franzen with the rebound. Gets into the hands now of Sophia Pankratz. Over to Alex Schmidt. Double team. And now an over and back violation. She was trapped about a foot into the offensive scoring zone on the far sideline for the Tigers. And dribbles with the ball back into the backcourt. And that's an over and back violation. Five turnovers on Hastings already. The Tigers averaged 22 in the season. We played a couple of minutes here in the ballgame. 4-0 is the score. Kearney has got the lead. They lob it to the wing on the right side. With the ball there is going to be a cutback now to the top of the key. That's a Stitham. She drives the ball right to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Kelsey Stitham scores it all the way to the basket as she takes it right to the hole, and it's a 6-0 ball game. 5.5 minutes to play now. here in this first quarter. Hastings gets it into the offensive scoring zone. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. Over here for Kearney High was Gretchen Bach right in front of the Kearney High bench. Hastings High will play things in. 6-0 is the score. Kearney is out on top of the Tigers in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Pankratz has got the ball down the near sideline to Paige Kennedy. Two-handed pass comes out to Schmidt. Moves it down on the baseline. That's a Petzl of the ball. She is double-teamed in the corner. Petzl tries to drop it off with a leg of a Weimer. She does. It's out of bounds. Petzl again was trapped down there in the corner. Does a smart thing and knocks it off with a leg of Kelsey Weimer's. Hastings will play things in. The Tigers have went about 3 minutes here in the first quarter without scoring. There's a pass out on top, deflected. Petzl picks it back up. Now to Pankratz. Pankratz gets it down to Schmidt. Bounce pass over here to Pankratz as he tries to penetrate. Back to Schmidt. Out here in three-point territory, her pass deflected, but it's picked up by Pankratz. Dribbles it to the top of the key, gives the ball away to Franzen. Franzen down to Schmidt. Bounce pass across the top to Pankratz. Inside down to Franzen. Throws it over to Schmidt. Now to the top of the key, Pankratz again. There's a long pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Mock. Gets it ahead now to Stiftham. She drives it. Now dumps it off on the left side. A shot by Schneider. No good. And a foul here on Hastings High. 6 turnovers in the Tigers in the first quarter alone. The foul is going to go on Alex Schmidt. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Tigers. Skylar Schneider goes to the free throw line for Kearney. Kearney is a team hitting 62% of their foul shots this year. Schneider is an individual also hitting 62% of her foul shots. And in the ball game now, Christy Bailey for Hastings High. And coming out is going to be Sophia Pankratz. As head coach Greg Mays looks for a solution here offensively. 7-0, Kearney. Next shot is up there, is in. 8-0, Kearney has got the lead. 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Now the Kearney High Bearcats will attack here in backcourt. They go to the far sideline. Christy Bailey has got the ball. And now Greg Mays is going to call a timeout. The Tigers are going to be burned with a 10-second violation here in the backcourt. So Greg Mays calls the early timeout here for Hastings High. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's Kearney leading Hastings. The Bearcats 8. The Tigers nothing.
Slash your heating costs with the original SunHeat infrared heater. The safe, soft, comfortable way to warm any area of your home. Most people spend 80% of their time in only 20% of their homes. Why pay to heat the whole house? During these milder winter days, SunHeat heaters may allow you to turn off the furnace and to save money, trading the higher costs of heating fuels for clean, effective electric infrared heat. Slash your heating costs with the original SunHeat. Available at Big G Ace, North Highway 281 in Hastings, or SunHeat's warehouse just west of Highway 281 on Highway 30, Grand Island.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Tigers don't handle the backcourt pressure any more than they have in the first 3.5 minutes of this ballgame. It's going to be a long night here for the Tigers. And coming out of the timeout, Hastings throws the basketball away. As it comes to the near side, Christy Bailey could not control it. It goes out of bounds. 7 turnovers on Hastings. We're about 3.5 minutes into the ballgame. Kearney has got an 8-0 lead here over the Tigers. Weimers has got the ball, drives it down the left side of the lane, draws contact, foul called. Kelsey Weimers took it right to the hole down the left side of the lane. A personal foul is going to be called here on Bailey Petzold of Hastings. That's going to be her first foul, second team foul on the Tigers. That's going to send Kelsey Weimers to the free throw line. She's a 72% foul shooter in the season. Throws it up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. Kearney is now 3 of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Weimers on the season, 64 out of 88 from the foul line. Kearney has got a 9-0 lead over Hastings High. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes out of the Tigers. Alex Schmidt with the ball. Schmidt gets it into the offensive scoring zone for Hastings High. Now to Christy Bailey. Now to Schmidt just across the 10-second line. Schmidt dribbling to the near side. Gets it to Christy Bailey. Now to Schmidt again. Schmidt bounce pass over here again to Christy Bailey. Out to Schmidt. High post to get it to Franzen. Drops the ball down low to Petzl. Her shot is up there and in. Bailey Petzl scores for Hastings High. That is the first field goal for the Tigers, and it took almost 4 minutes. In fact, 4 minutes on the nose there. They get a field goal in this basketball game. It's now 9-2. Kearney has got the lead. Petzl with the first field goal of the contest for the Tigers. There's a pass inside to Stidham, and the shot is up and in.
Passed by number 12, Kelsey Stidham.
Kelsey Stidham scoring there for Kearney, and it's now a 10-2 ball game in favor of the Bearcats. Hastings High with the ball. Here's a Schmetter pass in the lane. She'll be intercepted. Intercepted there by Gretchen Bach as she runs it back the other way to Stidham. The shot is up and in. Kelsey Stidham scoring again. She's got 3 field goals already here in the first quarter. 13-2 is the score. Kearney is out on top of Hastings. Allie Schmidt with the ball in backcourt. Passes across the midcourt stripe to Franzen. Franzen goes over to Christy Bailey. Cross-court pass comes over here to Schmidt. Now in the high post to Franzen inside the free throw circle. Moves it down to Schmidt on the baseline. Nice pass to the right block. A shot is up there at the end. Paige Kennedy scores there for the Tigers. That's her first field goal. 13-4 is the score now. Kearney has got the lead with 2:54 to play here in the opening quarter from Kearney High School tonight. There's Peyton Cutter back with the ball. Moves it over in the wing. On the left side is Stidham. Facing side, a man-to-man defense. Kelsey Stidham brings it out here in the three-point territory to Weimers. Weimers brings it back to Gretchen Bach in the wing on the left side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now down the left side of the lane. Gretchen Bach is trapped there. Good defense by Kennedy. Comes out to Snyder in three-point territory. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Foul call on Hastings. It's going to go on Franzen. That's going to be your first personal foul. Team foul number three on the Tigers. So it's going to be it's going to be Hastings and Connie playing it in. Claire Sickler will play things in now for Kearney. Bounce pass right on the baseline. His son is up and in. Abby Ray. Abby Ray scoring there for Kearney. It's now a 15 to 4 ball game. For the basketball now for the Tigers is going to be a Christy Bailey. There's a pass to the high post. They get it to Graylish. And now a foul is going to be called here on Kearney. It's going to go on Abby Ray.
First team foul for the Tigers, number three, Mel Nagy.
Mel Nagy comes back into the ballgame now for Hastings High, replacing Christy Bailey as head coach Greg Mays. Looks for something that's going to work out there. The Tigers have turned the ball over eight times during the first quarter. Entry pass to get it inside. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's battled for. Knappel gets it on the baseline. Goes up with a shot, and it's around the rim. Falls off. No good, and it's going to be a foul here on Kearney. Knappel just throws up a prayer there. Draws the personal foul on the left baseline. It's going to go on Abby Ray again. That's going to be the second foul on Ray. Team foul number two on the Bearcats. Going to the free throw line will be Libby Knappel for the Tigers. She's a 53% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there and in. Hastings High is a team hitting 54% from the free throw line as Knappel hits her 11th free throw of the season in 20 attempts. Gretchen Bach back into the ball game for the Bearcats. 15-5 is the score. Here's the next shot. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to the far sideline to Weimers. Weimers runs it back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Goes outside down to Sickler. Across the top. They get over here to Stitham. She's going to try to drive the ball inside, but a traveling violation is called on Stitham. Second turnover on Kearney. High school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings and Kearney, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader for you on 1230 KHIS. Here's a pencil to the ball. Gets it to Pankratz. Entry. They get it inside. It sounds up and in.
Number 35, Annie Grealish.
Annie Grealish scoring there for Hastings High. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 15-7 is the score. There's a three-pointer put up there from the far side. No good by Mock. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Pankratz has got it down for the Hastings High Tigers. Across the mid-court stripe. Comes over here to Nagy. Down in the corner to a Pestle. Back outside. A three-pointer is thrown up there. It's off of the mark. No good by Pankratz. Rebound comes down to cut it back for Kearney. Throws it to the near sideline. Stitham wasn't looking for it, but grabs the ball right in front of the scorer's table. Gets it in the hands now of Sickler. Guarded out there by Mel Nagy of Hastings High. Over on the wing to a Sickler. Top of the key. They get it to a Gretchen Bach. Down on the wing to a Stitham. Lobs the ball inside. Grabbing the ball there. Cut it back, and she's fouling the play. She goes up for the shot. Cut it back. We'll go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Bailey Petzl of Hastings. That's going to be her second personal foul. Peyton cut it back going to the free throw line here for the Bearcats. She's a 48% foul shooter in the season, averaging 3.6 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Misses her first free throw. She'll get one more. Paige Kennedy coming back into the ball game now for Hastings High. Bailey Petzl will come to the bench. 59.1 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 15-7. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings. Cutterback's next free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses a pair. Rebound offensively. Grabbing the ball there in the lane is going to be Mock. Gets it over to Weimers on the far side. A long-range jumper from three. No good. Rebound Hastings. Grealish with the rebound. Gets it into the hands now of Mel Nagy. Here come the Tigers. Down by 8 points in the ball game. Deep in the right corner. Knappel with the ball. Lobs it right side of the block. And a foul is going to be called. Trying to work it in there to Annie Grealish. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Kearney. The foul will go on Kelsey Stitham. That's going to be her first personal foul.
That's going to be team foul number three in the Bearcats. Non-shooting situation. Hastings High will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Skyler Snyder back into the ball game now for Kearney. Hastings will play things in. They lob it in the lane. Grealish has the ball knocked loose. The scramble is on right side of the lane. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Tigers will maintain control down here.
Tigers have the ball out of bounds.
Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket. 36.9 seconds to play now. As the Tigers will play things in. Down on the left baseline, a shot by Grealish is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Sickler. For Kearney, runs it back the other way, down the right side of the lane, kicks it out here. Three-pointer thrown up there by Mock is going to be no good. Rebound, Hastings, Grealish at it. She wants it. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Kearney ball. Nice play defensively down there by Kelsey Weimers, knocking the ball off of the body of Annie Grealish out of bounds. So Kearney will play things in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. 23 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Bearcats have the lead. Here's a long-range jumper from Snyder. Three-point territory, no good. Offensive rebound, Mock, and she's going to be fouled into play. Foul here is going to go on Paige Kennedy of Hastings High. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number five on the Tigers here in this first quarter. Non-shooting situation. So now with 18.5 seconds to play, Kearney again will play it in. Baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Claire Sickler will look to trigger things in for the Bearcats. Looking, comes out here to a Mock. Picked up out there by Kennedy for Hastings as they go man-to-man. Weimers has got the ball now. Back out near the 10-second line. Weimers driving the ball around his screen. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Now cuts for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And again, they give the ball to Kearney. Nice touch there, down there by Mel Nagy of Hastings. So the Bearcats again will play things in. This time with 3.7 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. As a Sickler looking to get it in. She finally does. To cut it back. Throws up an off-balance shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Claire Sickler grabs the offensive rebound and puts it down through the hole, and Kearney will have a 10-point lead here at the end of the first quarter. One quarter in the books. In girls high school basketball action here tonight, the score after one, Kearney 17, Hastings High 7.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I had the Cunningham's Journal. Why, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi internet to keep updated on all your fantasy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
So it took Hastings High 4 minutes and 5 seconds to score in this basketball game. The Tigers are trailing in the contest. 17-7 is the score. Kearney has got the opening possession of the second quarter. Driving for the basket. His shot is up and in. Skyler Snyder scoring there. She's now got 6 points in the basketball game. Kearney is out to a 12-point lead. 19-7 is the score. Tigers with the ball here in backcourt. Nagy has got it. Nagy now to Pankratz, gets to Paige Kennedy here on the near sideline. Kennedy is double-teamed, trying to get the ball away. Finally does. It's passing to be intercepted. Intercepted here as they get the ball to Sickler. Throws it down to both to Snyder, and she lays it in. Snyder now with 8 points. Hastings High with 9 turnovers in this ball game and 7 points. 21-7. Kearney has got the lead. Hastings High gets the ball into the offensive zone. Nagy trying to drive the ball toward the basket as it's slapped loose. Picked up by Kennedy. Kennedy protects the ball down on the ground, and a jump ball is going to be called. You've got a possession arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Tigers will play things in. High school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We're at Kearney High tonight with the Bearcats dominating the girls' ball game so far. 21-7 is the score. Hastings High with the basketball. This is going to be Nagy out here in three-point territory, and she's going to be fouled in the play. The foul is going to go on Claire Sickler. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four in the Bearcats. Kearney attacking the Tigers all over the place. Good pressure defense. There's Mel Nagy with the ball, dribbling with it out here in 3 points territory to Paige Kennedy. Kennedy's pass is going to be deflected. It's picked up there by Grealish. Gets it outside to Pankrantz. Now down on the left baseline to Knappel. Drives it toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's no good. And we got a foul called. So Knappel draws a personal foul there. Down there on Gretchen Mock. That's going to be the first foul on Mock. Team foul number five on the Bearcats. Into the ball game now for Kearney is going to be Kelsey Stitham. And coming out is going to be Kelsey Weimers. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Trailing in the ball game by a score of 21-7. Grealish with the ball. Brings it out here. Damel Nagy. She has her pocket picked. Here's Snyder coming back the other way. A pass over in the left side of the lane. The shot is up and in. Sickler. Sickler gets the field goal. Snyder gets the assist. Hastings High chalks up another turnover. That's 10 turnovers now in Hastings High. 23-7 is the score. Connie has got the lead. Pankrantz has got the ball. Out here in three-point territory, two-handed pass to the high post. It's off of the fingertips of Grealish, brought down there by Kearney, and a foul is called. Gretchen Mock grabs the ball off of the fingertips of Annie Grealish, and a personal foul is going to be called on Grealish. That's going to be your first personal foul. Team foul number six on the Tigers, so the next foul in Hastings will send Kearney to the free throw line. 23-7 is the score. Kearney has got the lead here over Hastings High. Claire Sickler has got the ball for the Bearcats, moves it over in the wing. There's Snyder, now top of the key. Stitham has got the ball again. Hastings High stays with their man-to-man defense. Here's a Gretchen Mock in the wing. Comes out here to Sickler, brings it back to Snyder on the wing. Dribble penetration into the paint. Throws it over here on the right baseline. Cutterback has got the ball. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Good defense here by Grealish of Hastings High. Getting the ball away, and she does finally. Gretchen Mock has got it. Gretchen Mock works out here against Kennedy. Throws it on the wing to Sickler. Sickler, dribble penetration toward the goal. Drops it off in the lane to Mock. Down it on the right baseline. A shot up there by Cutterback. That's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Hastings High. Pankrantz has got the ball. Now to Kennedy. The Pankrantz into the offensive zone. Down in the right corner to Knappel. High post to Grealish. Works it outside now to Alex Schmidt, who's into the ball game. Back outside again to a Pankrantz. Down in the corner to Knappel. Fakes the shot, drives it to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Libby Knappel gets her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 3 points. Back the other way. A driving layup is going to be no good there by Skylar Snyder. Rebound comes down to Kennedy of Hastings. Kennedy gets the ball to Pankrantz. Crosses to the midcourt stride. The ball is poked away. Scramble is on. It's picked up by Hastings. Grealish down low. Now to Knappel. Her shot is up and in. Libby Knappel scores. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Tigers are back to within 12 points. It is 23-11 here in the second quarter with 5 minutes to go until halftime. There's a Stitham with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes back out into three-point territory to Mock. Now left wing to Snyder. Shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Pankrantz has got the ball. Sophia Pankrantz, right-handed dribble. Approaches the 10-second line. Comes over here to Alex Schmidt. Gets into the offensive zone now with a feed down the near sideline to Kennedy. Kennedy to Grealish has the basketball chipped away again. Another turnover on Hastings coming back the other way. Kearney having problems with the dribble, and it's out of bounds. There's going to be a Kearney turnover as well. Kearney has got three turnovers in the ball game. Hastings High has got 12. And now Kearney wants to call a timeout. Head coach Jason Boyd wants to call a timeout here for Kearney High. 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Kearney 23, Hastings 11.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
A lot of basketball action taking place around the area tonight. Blue Platte Conference Tournament has got action in boys and girls. Twin Valley Conference Tournament has got action going on tonight in the quarterfinals on the girls' side of things. We'll check some of the scores from last night and get you up to date on the schedule coming up during halftime here tonight. Hastings High is trailing Kearney High in this regular season ball game, 23-11. Tigers trying to win their second ball game of the season after knocking off Adams Central last week, 43-28. But Hastings having a tough time here with the Kearney defense. Tigers have the ball following the timeout. Here's Pankrantz down the left sideline. Into the offensive zone. Pankrantz gets it out here in the three-point territory to Alex Schmidt. Goes over to Knappel. Entry pass inside to Franzen. Dumps the ball down low to Petzl, and her shot is up and in. Bailey Petzl scoring there. That's her second field goal of the ball game. The Tigers within 10. 23-13 is the score. We got 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. There's a Stiffen with the ball out here in three-point territory to Weimers. Weimers holding the ball out here in three-point territory. Alex Schmidt guarding her as the Tigers stay with a man-to-man. Abby Ray back into the ball game, sends it over in the wing, the left side to Stiffen. Down the left baseline to Snyder, puts up a shot, no good, and she's hacked on the arm. A foul here is going to go on Hastings High. It's going to go on Napple. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Tigers. So going to the free throw line will be Skylar Snyder. She's a 62% foul shooter in the season. She's already 2 of 2 tonight. Make it 3 of 3 as that one goes right down the hole. And the Hastings High deficit is now 11 points. Carney has got the lead 24-13 over Hastings. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, though. Offensive rebound for the Bearcats. Stintham has got it as he comes over here on the wing on the right side to Gretchen Bach. Bach out in three-point territory. Now to Weimers. Over on the wing, right side to Stintham. Stintham, long pass back out to Abby Ray at the top of the circle. Over to Snyder on the deep wing on the left side. Snyder uses up the dribble. Comes to Weimers, top of the key. Dribbles down the right side of the lane toward the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. She is hacked on the arm. A blocking foul and more here on Hastings High. It's going to go on Bailey Petzl. That's going to be her third personal foul. So three fouls now in Petzl. That's the 18th foul in the Tigers. Going to the free throw line, Kelsey Weimers now for Kearney. Her first free throw is up there and in. She'll get one more. Weimers hitting 72% of her bounce shots so far this season. Petzl's got to check out. Coming in there for Hastings High is going to be Maddie Edelman. Edelman, 5'10" and senior. For the Tigers. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be in and out. No good by Weimers. Rebound comes down to Hastings. 25-13. Connie has got the lead. Hastings high with the ball. Alex Schmidt moves it over on the far side. Now to Pankratz. Entry pass. Get it inside to Edelman. And she's called. As it steps, no personal foul is called in there. Edelman looked like she traveled with a basketball, but Gretchen Bach is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 6 in the Bearcats. That's going to send Maddie Edelman to the free throw line now for Hastings High. Just checked in there for Petzl, who picked up her third personal foul. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there, no good. Edelman will get one more. She was hacked in the act here. Abby Graham into the ballgame now for Kearney, replacing Gretchen Bach. High school basketball from Kearney tonight on 1230 KHIS. Maddie Edelman will have one more. Shot is up there. Good. It's one out of two from the free throw line. Hastings High now trailing by 11 points here in the ball game. It's 25-14. Connie has got the ball down the left sideline. Kelsey Stitham has got it now. Picked up there by Pankratz of Hastings to Snyder. Bounce pass down on the baseline on the right side to Abby Graham. Back out of the wing. Weimers right side of the lane looking for Trump penetration. Can't do it. Weimers circles around on the dribble. Brings it back out here into three-point territory. Hastings still in a man-to-man. High post, here's Abby Ray with a back to the basket. Off to Weimers, driving down the right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Back outside, it's Stiffen. Lobs it down low to Ray. Double team, goes for the basket anyway. Her shot is up and in. Hastings had two players right there. Abby Ray splits the defenders and took it to the goal and scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game. It's a 13-point lead. There's a pass deflected away. It goes out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Peyton Cutter back into the ballgame now for Kearney, replacing Skylar Snyder. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Kearney is out on top of Hastings by the score of 27-14. Three-pointer put up there, no good by Schmidt. Got him for the rebound. It's loose in the lane. It's taken down here by Weimers. Long pass ahead. They get it to Stiffen, driving way up good. Kelsey Stiffen scoring there. She's now got 8 points in the ballgame. Weimers gets the assist for Kearney. Weimers averaging 2.1 assists per ballgame. And the Bearcats now into a 15-point lead. It is 29-14. 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Tigers with the ball back in their offensive zone. Alex Schmidt, the Pankratz, the Napple on the right wing. Bombs it inside to Franston. Franston is double-teamed. Kicks it back down in the corner again. The ball mishandled by Napple. Ball comes rolling out here to Schmidt. She grabs it. Comes across the top now to Pankratz. Down to Schmidt on the deep wing right side. Napple on the wing. Dribble penetration in the lane. They get it to Edelman. Back outside, a three-pointer by Schmidt. It's going to be up there, an air ball, no good. Tigers trying to save it. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Kearney high ball. Alex Schmidt throwing up a three-pointer there. She has not converted a three-pointer yet this year, and that one was far short. So the score remains at 29-14. Schmidt comes out of the ball game. Here comes Nagy back into the contest for Hastings High. 1:34 to play until a halftime break. 29-14. Kearney has got the lead. Kelsey Weimers has got the ball for the Bearcats. Drops it across the midcourt stripe. Dribbles behind a screen. Moves it to the wing on the left side. Picked up by Nagy. Over to Abby Graham on the far sideline. Entry pass deflected away from Abby Ray, but Abby picks it back up. Throws up a shot. No good. Ball tapped out here, and it's picked up by Hastings. Sophia Pankratz has got the ball for the Tigers. Gets into the hands now of Mel Nagy. And Nagy will bring things up with 1:07 to play in the half. Pankratz with the ball on the wing. Bombs it on the high post now as they get it to Franzen. Franzen back outside to Kennedy. Kennedy now to Nagy. Brings it across the top to Pankratz. Back to Nagy. Three-pointer put up there from the right side. No good. Defensive rebound here. Abby Ray grabs it there for Kearney High. Gets it away now to Weimers down the near sideline. Driving the baseline is going to be Stitham. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Fourth turnover in Kearney High. The ball intercepted there by Paige Kennedy. Here's a Mel Nagy with the ball now for Hastings High. Gets it back to Kennedy. Two-handed pass back out on top to Nagy. Out here in three-point territory. Down to 30 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Tigers are trailing by 15, 29-14. Here's Paige Kennedy. Off to Nagy on the deep wing on the right side. Nearly travels with the ball. Nagy now puts it on the floor and dribbles with it. Reverses and gets it all over there on the wing to Paige Kennedy. Cross-court pass deflected away. That's going to be a turnover here trying to get the ball on Pankratz. Hastings turns it away for the 13th time here in the first half. Now with 7 seconds to play, Kearney will work for the final shot. Abby Ray in the high post. Out to Weimers, fakes the three, dribbles inside, goes for the basket, shot no good. And that is the end of the second quarter of play. So the first half in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. Hastings High dug themselves a hole early, not scoring for their first 4 minutes and 5 seconds of the ball game. Fell behind 9-0. Tigers trailing 17-7 at the end of the first quarter. And Hastings High now trailing at the break by 15 points. The Class A opponent, Kearney, tonight. The score in halftime, it's Kearney 29, Hastings 14. Back with a recap after this.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more, visit their new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. Also picking up the feed tonight at flatriverpreps.com. 29-14 is the score. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings High tonight. Girls High School basketball at the break. Then Hastings High went 4 minutes and 5 seconds without scoring in the first quarter. Kearney built a 9-0 lead. Tigers trailed by 10 points at halftime, 17-7. Kearney got out to a 23-11 lead in the second quarter. The Tigers are now trailing by 15 points here at halftime. The score 29-14. Big story for the Tigers. Hastings unable to handle the Kearney pressure so far. The pressure defense. Hastings has turned the ball over 13 times in the ballgame tonight. Kearney has got just 4 turnovers. Scoring for the Tigers in the first half. Libby Knappel is leading the way. She's got 5 points. Knappel has got a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Bailey Petzl has got a couple of field goals. She's got 4 points, but Petzl has also got 3 personal fouls. Annie Grealish has got a field goal for 2. Paige Kennedy has got a field goal for 2. Then Maddie Edelman came off the bench late in the second quarter, hit 1 out of 2 free throws for 1 point here in the first half. Hastings High has shot just 2 free throws in the first 16 minutes of play. They are 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Tanya is 5 out of 10 from the charity stripe here in the first 2 quarters. They're being led by Skylar Schneider. She has got 9 points in the ball game. Schneider has got 3 field goals, and she's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Kelsey Stitham has got 4 field goals and 8 points in the game. Kelsey Weimers has got a field goal. She is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 4. Claire Sickler has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Abby Ray has got 2 field goals and 4 points. So Kearney High has got the lead over Hastings at the break. The score, Kearney High 29, Hastings High 14. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Kearney High School tonight, girls high school basketball at 1230 KHAS. Where Kearney High has got the lead over Hastings. Score is 29-14 here at the break. Again, this is the week where a lot of the teams that are involved with the conferences are playing their conference tournaments this week. A lot of action last night as things got underway. Boys High School play from last night, New Platte Conference Tournament, Ord got by Wood River by the score of 57-53. St. Paul knocked out Centura by the score of 50-41. In the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament last night, Centennial beat Fillmore Central 45-34, and Sandy Creek down Tri-County 50-34. Twin Valley Conference Tournament for the boys last night, Kennesaw rolled past Harvard 65-19. Red Cloud Edge Lawrence Nelson 28-24. Shelton got by Blue Hill 47-46. And Silver Lake down Deschler by a score of 38-29. In girls high school basketball from last night, in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Amherst beat Wilcox Hildreth 60-42. Axtell blasted Sumner Eddyville Miller 57-19. Eustis Farnham defeated Elwood 43-36. And Loomis knocked off Overton by a score of 59-34. In the Luplan Conference Tournament last night for the girls, Ord beat Donovan Trumbull 43-27. St. Paul got by Gibbon 42-36. And in the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament, Centennial down Tri-County 39-27. David City defeated Therese Central 42-26, and Superior rolled past Wilbur Claytonia 47-13. So in action tonight in the Luplan Conference Tournament, on the boys' side, St. Paul is playing at Kearney Catholic tonight. Ord is at Adams Central. Ravenna plays host to Loup City, and Gibbon is at Donovan Trumbull. On the girls' side of the Luplan Conference Tournament tonight, Ord is at Kearney Catholic. St. Paul is at Centura. Ravenna plays host to Loup City, and Adams Central is on the road tonight playing at Wood River. Twin Valley Conference Tournament, they've got action tonight for the girls in the quarterfinals. Shelton is playing at Deschler. Kennesaw is at home tonight to take on Franklin. Lawrence Nelson is at Silver Lake, and Red Cloud is playing at Blue Hill. Some of the action in high school basketball across the area tonight. We're in halftime of our regular season matchup between the Hastings High Tigers and Kearney here in girls play. The Tigers trailing the Kearney High Bearcats at the halftime break to score 29-14. Tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS, we're going to have Hastings College basketball for you. The Broncos will entertain Midland University. That'll be at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow. 6 o'clock for the women's game. 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS. We've got Nebraska basketball tonight. If you're looking for Husker basketball coverage, we'll have it for you on ESPN 1550 KICS tonight. Nebraska is going to be on the road playing at Minnesota. Pregame show is coming up at 7:04 with a tip-off just a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock tonight because of our high school basketball coverage here in Kearney and our hockey coverage over on the Breeze. You can catch the Huskers tonight on 1550 KICS beginning at 7:04 tonight. And speaking of hockey, we've got that for you covered on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5 tonight as the Sioux City Musketeers are here in Kearney taking on the Tri-City Storm, 6:45 for the pregame show. 7:05 for the faceoff at the Vero Events Center in Kearney. 29-14 here. Kearney with the lead over Hastings. I will come back with the second half. You're listening to Tiger Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Kearney as we get set for the second half here tonight. Kearney High and Hastings High in girls play. We have got the boys game coming up next. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 7:45 tonight. Kearney will have the opening possession. Bearcats have a 15-point lead to begin the second half. There's a pass inside to Mock, mishandled, but Gretchen picks her back up. Sends her outside now to Stitham. Stitham comes across the top to Weimers. Takes it over to Snyder on the wing. Looking to penetrate. Throws it down on the baseline. And shot is up and in. Peyton Cutterback wide open. Backdoor cut there on the left baseline. She got her first field goal of the ball game. And Kearney is out to a 31-14 lead. That should be. The Bearcats have the lead over Hastings High. Here's Mel Nagy with the ball. Comes across the top to Pankratz. To Nagy. Entry pass inside to Petzl. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Gets her own rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Bailey Petzl gets the field goal. She's playing with three personal fouls here in the third quarter. It's a 15-point lead again for the Bearcats at 31-16. Snyder with the ball. Moves it over here to Gretchen Mock. Mock pass out to Weimers out in three-point territory. Picked up by Nagy of Hastings High. Over to Stitham on the wing. Moves it down on the baseline to Mock. Faced the shot. Moves to her right on the dribble. Sends it back outside. A three-pointer is thrown up there and in. A three-pointer, Kelsey Weimers. She hits a three ball. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Kearney is out on top by a score of 34-16 in girls high school basketball action tonight. Here are the Tigers with the ball now. Sylvia Pankratz comes over to Mel Nagy to the far sideline of Paige Kennedy. A pass is going to be deflected away from Pencil. And now we got a foul called traveling. A traveling violation. So the Tigers turn it away for the 14th time. Kearney came out of there with a basketball, and then they're called for the traveling violation. Five turnovers on the Bearcats. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Tigers trailing 34-16 here in the third quarter. There's a pass out on top, deflected away, picked up by Hastings. Nagy with the ball at the free throw line. Bounce pass over here to Kennedy on the wing on the right side. Dribbles once, moves to her right. Reverses the ball and gets it out here to Nagy. Nagy now to Sophia Pankratz. Brings it across the top again to Nagy. Back to Pankratz. Fakes the three. Goes to Kennedy on the far sideline. Double team. And now we're getting foul called. Paige Kennedy facing a double team on the far sideline there for the Tigers. And a foul is going to be called here on Kelsey Weimers of Kearney. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number one in the Bearcats here in the second half. Hastings will play things in. Pankratz has got the ball now to Mel Nagy. Nagy gives the ball away to a Pankratz again. Picked up by Weimers. Comes across the top to Nagy, down in the corner to Paige Kennedy. Now outside to Pankratz, driving ball down the lane. Shot is going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called. It might go offensively against Pankratz, but that's not the case. It's going to go on Peyton Cutterback of Kearney. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Bearcats. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Sophia Pankratz, 63% foul shooter in the season, and her shot is up there as good.
The Tigers.
Hastings had only one of two free throws in the first half. Into the ball game for Hastings will be Elizabeth Franzen. He's going to come in for Paige Kennedy. Here comes the next shot from the free throw line by Pankratz. It's up there. It's perfect. Nothing but twine that time for Sophia Pankratz. It's now a 34-18 ball game. We got 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter from Kearney High School here tonight. Snyder with the ball. Dribble penetration down the lane. Contact made, and a blocking foul is going to be called in Hastings. Snyder trying to take the ball in the hole, and she runs into a Bailey Petzl, and that's going to be the fourth foul on Petzl. The four fouls now on Bailey Petzl. Greg Mays, he doesn't agree with that one here on the near sideline as he has a little discussion here with the official on the near side. That's going to send Skylar Snyder to the free throw line. Snyder's free throw is up there and in. She is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in this ball game. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Down to the scorer's table, checking in for Hastings High will be Knappel. Coming out is going to be Petzl. So Petzl will have to come to the bench now with 4 personal fouls in the third quarter with 5:52 to play. She's the girl that really sparked the Tigers to their win last week over Adams Central. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in for Skylar Snyder. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. Abby Ray coming back into the ball game now for Kearney. Coming out is going to be Gretchen Mock. 36-18. Hastings High trailing here in the ball game. There's a bounce pass over here to Pankratz on the high post. They get it there to Annie Grealish. Sends it down in the corner. The ball tipped away from Knappel out of bounds. Good defense over there by Abby Ray. Knocking the ball away from Libby Knappel of Hastings High. Now Knappel will play things in on the far side. They get it here to Nagy. Nagy brings it back out into three-point territory. Now she's double-teamed. Bounce pass out near the 10-second line. Grabbing the ball there for Hastings High is a Pankratz, the freshman. Pankratz gets it away now to Nagy. Back to Pankratz, double-team. On the wing, sends it down in the corner. Knappel for 3, shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Franzen. Follow shot, no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Hastings High ball. Last touchdown there by Abby Ray of Kearney. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Paige Kennedy. And coming out is going to be Nagy. 5:19 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings High trailing by a score of 36-18. Inbound pass, they get it to Kennedy on the wing. Bounce pass down to Pankratz on the baseline. Sends it inside to Franzen, and now a foul is going to be called. Elizabeth Franzen posted up right side of the lane, and she is fouled from behind by Abby Ray. That's going to be her third personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Bearcats. Hastings will play things in. Here's a Knappel with the ball. Sends it across the top of the key to Paige Kennedy. Out of Pankratz. Her pass is going to be deflected away, and it's picked up here by Stitham. Stitham has got the ball for Kearney. Long pass down the floor to Snyder, and she lays it in. Skylar Snyder now with 13 points in the ball game for Kearney. And the Bearcats now lead by 20 points here in the ball game, 38-18. Here's a steal now by Stitham. She gets the ball away. A shot is up and in by Snyder, and she's fouling the play. So the basket counts. Paige Kennedy gets the field goal. Skylar Snyder gets the field goal. She has now got 15 points in the ball game. Again, Kennedy picks up her second personal foul. Now Skylar Snyder goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. 40-18. Hastings High is trailing the Kearney High Bearcats here tonight in girls high school basketball. Skylar Snyder at the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose in the lane. It's brought out there by Kearney High. Bearcats have got the ball. Cutterback has got it. Out to Weimers on the wing on the right side. Drives the ball against Kennedy. Down on the baseline. Her pass goes ricocheting off of the glass. But it's picked up here by Cutterback. Left side of the lane. Cross-court pass goes to Weimer. Dribble penetration as they get it here to a Snyder. She takes the ball on the painter. Shot is up there. No good. Big collision. No foul called. Hastings High has got the ball back the other way. Christy Bailey has got it. Christy Bailey gets the ball now to Paige Kennedy. 4:21 to play here in the third quarter. Bearcats have a big lead, 40-18. There's a cross-court pass intercepted. Stitham has got the ball. She drives it, shoots it, and misses. Offensive rebound right here. Follow shot, no good, and she's fouling the play. Tigers have turned the ball over 16 times during the basketball game. Elizabeth Franzen picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line for Kearney is going to be Abby Ray. Ray has got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. Just a 29% foul shooter for the Bearcats. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Kearney was 5 out of 10 from the free throw line in the first half. Bearcats leading by a score of 40-18. We're in the third quarter. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Abby Ray hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Kearney averaging 41.6 points per ball game. We're sitting at 41 points right now and halfway through this third quarter. 41-18. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings High. Here's Paige Kennedy with the ball on the deep wing, right side. Goes on a high post to Franson. Franson throws it over here to Knappel. Entry pass can be deflected away, but it's picked up here by Kennedy. Keeps the ball alive for the Tigers. Out of Christy Bailey as he dribbles with the ball. Pass to the free throw line to Franson. Squares around to the bucket as she works against Abby Ray. Can't put up a shot. Now to Christy Bailey. Dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Bailey now trapped out here. Gets it into the hands of Paige Kennedy. Brings it back to Christy Bailey. Entry pass to Grealish at the free throw line. Dumps it down low. Then back outside. Here's Grealish. Her shot up there from three is going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Weimers for Kearney. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Gets the ball ahead now to Stitham. Stitham out on top to Snyder. Snyder looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Bounce pass goes inside to Ray. Her shot is up there and in. Abby Ray right side of the lane scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game. It's now 43-18. The Bearcats blowing the Tigers out of their cages here tonight. Now we got a 5-second violation. Unable to inbound the ball in backcourt was Christy Bailey. Gretchen Bach comes into the ball game now for Kearney, replacing Snyder. 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 43-18. It's a Kearney out on top, and now Greg Mays wants to burn another timeout. 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play for the Tigers here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Kearney 43, Hastings 18.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill
across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's been all Kearney tonight. Bearcats out on top of Hastings High by a score of 43-18. In girls' play, we got the boys' game coming up next. Here on 1230 KHIS, Kearney will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Claire Sickler will play things in for the Bearcats, holding the ball, holding it. Finally comes out on top. Gretchen Mock gets into the backcourt. It's chased down here by Hastings High. Now the scramble is on as they lose the ball. 3, 4, 5 players hit the deck, and finally a jump ball is called. Jump ball called down here in the corner. The arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Tigers will play things in. That'll be a Kearney turnover. That's their sixth in the ball game. Alex Schmidt comes into the contest now for Hastings High, replacing Paige Kennedy. So Hastings will play things in. Christy Bailey will trigger things in. Gets it down in the corner. That's going to be Knappel with the ball. Sends it inside. There's a shot. Going to be no good by Grealish. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Franson. Franson gets it inside. Now to Knappel in the lane. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Knappel. Runs over, cut it back in the lane. The Hastings High faithful to our left doesn't agree with that one, but a charging foul on Libby Knappel. That's going to be the second one on Libby, the second charging foul of this quarter on Hastings High. So we're down to 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's 43-18. Bearcats have the lead over Hastings High. Here's a Sickler of the ball. Sickler, bounce pass, goes to a cut it back out here in 3-point territory. The Mocker shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Weimers. Weimers has got it on the wing, dumps it off inside to Ray. Double team, triple team, goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called in the lane there. Really shot it for Hastings High. Grabbing it for Kearney was Peyton Cutterback. 2:31 to play in girls high school basketball tonight in the third quarter, 43-18. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Kearney will play things in. Underneath their own basket, this is going to be Sickler. Gets it into Weimers on the wing on the right side. Weimers with the ball high above her head. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into 3-point territory. Tigers still in the man-to-man. Alex Schmidt right in her face defensively. High post. Abby Ray has got it. Right at the elbow. Right side of the lane. Abby Ray now dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Grealish has got the ball for the Tigers. Off to Christy Bailey. Bailey will bring things up. Gets it off to Alex Schmidt. Schmidt dribbling with the ball left to right across the top of the key. Now drives it toward the hole and stops right there. And she is cut off defensively by Weimers. Back outside to Bailey. Shot for three is no good. Bound for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch there by Franzen of Hastings High, so Kearney will play things in. 1:51 to play here in the third quarter. 43-18. Bearcats have the lead. Hastings High has scored just 4 points so far here in the third quarter. But now scored 14-4 by this Kearney offense here tonight. Sickler has got it on the wing. Back outside to a cutback as she holds it inside the free throw circle. Backs it on out to a Gretchen Mock. Mock down to Kelsey Weimers as she holds the ball in the deep wing left side. Picked up there by Hastings High's Alex Schmidt. Bounce pass down the near sideline. Hanging on the ball down there is going to be Gretchen Mock around the screen. Now dumps the ball inside the cutback and he shot it up and in. Peyton Cutterback came up and sent a screen. The old pick and roll toward the basket. They got her the ball and Peyton Cutterback scores her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. And the score is now 45-18 in favor of the Kearney High Bearcats. Down the right baseline is going to be Knappel. Dribble penetration. Throws it to the free throw line to Franzen. Shot no good. Rebound Knappel in the lane. Her shot no good. And the ball is going to be last touched there by Abby Ray before it goes out of bounds. Kelsey Stitham coming into the ball game now for Kearney. Skylar Snyder is going to check in. Weimers coming to the bench. And also Peyton Cutterback. 54.5 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Kearney leading 45-18. There's a shot for the low block left side. It's up and in. Elizabeth Franzen scores off of the inbound. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 45-20 is the score now. Bearcats have a 25-point lead. They led by 15 at halftime. There's a bounce pass down the right side of the lane to be deflected away from Gretchen Bach out of bounds. So Kearney will play things in. Maddie Edelman coming into the ball game. Also Maddie Stokes coming in there. Head coach Greg Mays. 38.5 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 45-20 is the score. Kearney will play things in. Backdoor cut and going for the basket and scoring easily. Skylar Snyder, no one around for the Tiger defense. Snyder now with 17 points in the ball game for Kearney High. It's 47-20. Bearcats have the lead. Here's Edelman with the ball in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down there by Matty Stokes. Keeps the ball alive for the Tigers to Christy Bailey. Now to Edelman. On the left side of the lane, brings it up high. Comes out here to Stokes. Out in three-point territory. Christy Bailey has got the ball. Bailey dribbles to the top of the key. Off to Edelman on the wing on the left side. Out to Alex Schmidt. Alex Schmidt circles around into the paint. Throws it over here to Christy Bailey. Shot for three is going to be no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. The Kearney High Bearcats have the lead over Hastings High here. After three quarters, it's now Kearney 47, Hastings 20. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Advantage Chevrolet Buick.
Is my daddy there yet?
Well, was he coming here?
He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
And you've got one smart dad. We've got lots of Chevrolets and Buicks at affordable prices.
What's affordable mean?
Well, how much did you have to spend?
$2.52 in coupon
cash. I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Advantage Chevrolet Buick, 1111 M Street in Aurora. Chevy runs deep.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
So after picking up a win last week over Adams Central, the good fortunes have turned sour for Hastings High. The Tigers looking for their second win of the season here tonight, and unless they can pull a rabbit out of their hat here in the fourth and final quarter, they're going to go down to their 13th defeat. 47-20 is the score. The Tigers down by 27 points in the ballgame. There's a shot from the right corner, a three-pointer by Nagy. It's going to be no good for Hastings High. Offensive rebound, Pankratz has got the ball. Pankratz now to Petzl, who's back in the ball game. She will play with four personal fouls. Three-pointer thrown up there is going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Weimers. Kelsey Weimers with the ball now for Kearney. Runs her back the other way. Drives the ball down the lane. Puts up a shot off of the window and scores. Kelsey Weimers now with 9 points in the ball game here for Kearney. It's 49-20. Tigers got scored 18-6 in the third quarter after trailing by 15 at halftime, 29-14. There's Pencil with the ball, circles around, takes the ball in the paint, stops there, gets the ball here to Franzen. Franzen outside to Pankratz. Now a three-pointer by Nagy. Shot good. Mel Nagy knocks down a three ball for Hastings from the right of the lane. That's her first basket of the ball game. 49-23 is the score now. Carney with a lead. Kelsey Weimers with the ball outside to Skylar Snyder. Snyder dribbling to the top of the key. Throws it over on the wing on the right side. That's a Stitham with the ball. Stitham now to Mock. Left side. The Weimers lobs it inside. A shot is up and in. Skylar Snyder scoring there. She's now got 19 points in the ball game. Snyder's only averaging 5 points per contest. 19 against Hastings High here tonight. 51-23. Tigers trailing. There's the ball deflected away. Picked up by Franzen. Now to Nagy to the free throw line. Pankratz has got the ball. Picked up there by Weimers of Kearney. There's a pass to Nagy. Drives, shoots, and scores. Mel Nagy scores. So she's hit a couple of field goals here in the fourth quarter. She's now got 5 points. Pankratz gets the assist. 51-25. The Tigers down here in the ball game. There's a three-pointer. Back the other way. A shot there by Stithman is going to be partially deflected. Ball goes out of bounds, but they get the ball to Hastings High. Touchdown there on the baseline. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Taylor Musgrave. Musgrave will check in. Edelman will come to the bench. 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Kearney has got the lead, 51-25 over Hastings. If you're just joining us, the Tigers went without hitting a field goal for the first 4 minutes of the game, fell behind 9-0. Have had to battle back ever since. Here's Mel Nagy getting away, dribbles the ball into the paint. Now she's trapped there, has to get rid of it. Finally, she does. Gets it out to Taylor Musgrave. Musgrave to the free throw line. The ball's going to be tipped away here. It's picked up by Stitham. A turnover on Hastings. That's their 18th of the ball game. Driving, shooting, and scoring at the other end. Kelsey Stitham for Kearney. She's got 10 points in the ball game. And the Bearcats now lead by a score of 53-25. Here's Mel Nagy with the ball on the wing. Her pass in the wing is going to be deflected away. It's going to be lost out of bounds by Hastings High. So the Tigers turn it away for the 19th time here in the ball game. It's going to be Kearney playing things in here in backcourt. Bearcats have the lead, 53-25. We got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Claire Sickler with the ball now for Kearney, looking for penetration. Moves the ball to the left side of the lane on the wing. Out on top now to Snyder. Drops the ball down low to Abby Ray. It's deflected away out of bounds. So Abby Ray back into the ball game now for Kearney, trying to get the ball to her, and it was denied there by Franzen of Hastings High. Here comes Gretchen Mock into the ball game now for Kearney, replacing Kelsey Stitham. Kearney will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 5:17 to play in the ball game, 53-25. Kearney has got the lead. Sickler will get things in. The Graham on the wing. Pulls up, shoots a little 12-footer. Shot's going to be no good. Yeah, foul call and the rebound. Snyder tried to chip the ball out of there and picks up a personal foul. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 4 on the Bearcats. So Abby Graham is into the ball game now for Kearney High. She's a 5'7" junior, averaging about 1 point and a half a rebound per game as both coaches now going to the bench as we near the 5-minute mark here in the contest. Pencil has got the ball on the deep wing, left side, takes it to the elbow, left side of the lane, now gives it away. Here's a Pankratz with it. Pankratz gets it to Mel Nagy, dribbles it inside the free throw circle, stops there. Now to Pankratz on the wing. Two-handed pass goes to Franzen inside the free throw circle. To Pankratz. Now to Nagy. Takes the ball to the free throw line. Stops there as she works against Mock. A pass down low. It's going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Nagy. She pulls up and shoots a 12-footer from the right side of the lane. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. In the ball game for Hastings will be Ellen Foote. Also coming to the ball game, Alex Schmidt. Nagy will come out. Franzen will come out for Hastings High. Tigers will inbound, baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Schmidt, back down in the corner. As they get it down to the Pankratz, her pass could be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted there by Schneider coming back down the right sideline. Kearney has got the lead. Here's a cross-court pass down in the left corner to Graham. Out to a Gretchen Mock. Mock comes out here in the three-point territory to Claire Sickler. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense, but Kearney has been able to slice this up most of the night. Abby Ray in the high post. Right at the elbow, right side of the lane. Gets it back to Graham. Her shot from 15 is going to be no good. All being tapped around, and it's picked up by Hastings High on the baseline. Picked up there by Pankratz. Gets it away now to Schmidt. Alex Schmidt brings it into the offensive zone. Waist-high dribble with her left hand. Goes to Musgrave. There's an entry pass deflected away from Ellen Foote. And the ball is going to be recovered here by Kearney. Turnover number 20 on Hastings High. The Tigers average 22 per ball game. We're down to 3:45 to play. Here in the contest, Kearney with the lead, 53-25. There's Abby Graham on the wing on the right side. Graham sends it out here to Abby Ray. Across the top now to Skyler Snyder. Holds the ball. Back outside to Claire Sickler. Sickler trying to penetrate there against Alex Schmidt. There's a bounce pass inside as they get it to Snyder, and she's going to be fouling the play. As Skyler Snyder got to throw it up there right-handed, and the foul is going to be called on Ellen Foote of Hastings. That's going to be her first. That's going to send Snyder back to the free throw line here for Connie. She is 5 out of 7 from the line tonight. And her first shot is up there, which is good. She'll get two shots here as she was fouled in the active shooting. Snyder's now got 20 points in the ball game. And head coach Jason Boyd has gotten to the bench now for Connie. A lot of new folks coming into the contest with 3:26 to play. 54-25, Connie has got the lead. Maddie Stokes coming into the ball game now for Hastings High as a pencil to come to the bench. Skyler Snyder goes back to the free throw line for her second of two shots here. It's up there. It's good. Now Connie has got a 30-point lead over Hastings High. It is 55-25 in favor of the Bearcats. Connie led 17-7 at the end of the first quarter, 29-14 at halftime, 47-20 after three quarters, and the Bearcats now leading 55-25. Here is contest against Hastings High. Tigers have the ball. Christy Bailey out here in three-point territory to Alex Schmidt. Moves it over to Musgrave. Free throw line extended left side. Down in the corner to Stokes. Shot for three. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Musgrave. No good. Rebound Foote. Follow shot is up there. No good. But she's fouling the play. So the Tigers getting three chances at the hole right there. Finally, Ellen Foote will go to the free throw line here for Hastings High. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Kearney. So Ellen Foote goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot, she banks one home. Ellen Foote hitting only 17% of her foul shots coming into the basketball game tonight. She was 1 of 6 before she hit that one. There's a second one by Foote. That's up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kearney. That's Carmen Moncrief who's into the ball game now to Sickler. Sickler has got it out here in three-point territory just by the three-minute mark here in the fourth and final quarter, 55-26. Kearney destroying the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Kearney working with the ball in their offensive zone. Sickler has got it out here in three-point territory. Comes over here. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the weak side by Musgrave of Hastings High. Now to Christy Bailey. Bailey gets the ball ahead. Now to Musgrave on the wing. Two-handed pass comes over here on the right side. Stokes. Her shot from 10 is no good. Rebound comes down to Kearney. In fact, the Bearcats have people in the ball game now. They're not on the roster. You might know. Sickler has got the ball. Sickler comes out here in the three-point territory to Carmen Moncrief. Moncrief picked up there by a Musgrave. Sends it out here to Sickler. Now on the wing, ball mishandled there by Graham, but she picks her back up. Gets it to the top of the key as the Tigers stay with their man-to-man defense. We're by the two-minute mark now here in the fourth quarter. Tigers going to drop their 13th game of the season here tonight. Claire Sickler fell down with the basketball but kept the dribble alive, just dribbling with it out here in three-point territory. Abby Graham has got it now to Claire Sickler. She hands the ball away out here in three-point territory. As Hastings High is trying to get the ball here. Connie High is just kind of playing keep away with it out here. We're down to a minute and a half to play. Here's Sickler with the ball to the far sideline. A shot is taken by Moncrief. That's going to be no good. And an offensive rebound comes down to Abby Graham. Keeps the ball alive here for the Bearcats. Here's a long-range jumper for three. Is up there good.
Three-point basket by number 25, Stacey Peters.
Stacey Peters hitting a three-pointer there for Kearney High from the right side. So one of the junior varsity players into the ballgame for Kearney knocks down a three-pointer. There's a shot from the deep left corner. It's going to be no good by Maddie Stokes. And the rebound comes down here to Kearney. 58-26. We're under a minute to play now here in this girls' basketball game. Here's Abby Graham deep in the corner. Comes out here in the three-point territory to Sickler. Dribble penetration down the left side of the lane. Out of Stacey Peters. Out here to Carmen Moncrief. Over on the wing to a Sickler. On the wing. Free throw line extended right side. Gets it to a Stacey Peters. Over here to Graham. Down in the corner. The Moncrief. Entry pass to get it down low. A shot is taken. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Rebound Tigers. Bounce pass comes to the near sideline. Taylor Musgrave has got it. Musgrave down to Alex Schmidt with 25 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Over to Christy Bailey with the ball. Hastings High now working against the Kearney zone defense here. There's Musgrave from the wing. A three-pointer is thrown up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Abby Graham. Graham has got it. Now in backcourt to Sickler. 7 seconds to play Sickler drops the ball in the offensive zone here. And that should be all she wrote. Connie is going to lock up an easy win tonight over Hastings High as they beat the Tigers by a score of 58-26. So 58-26 in girls high school basketball action tonight. It was not a contest. Connie High scores the first 9 points in the ball game. Hastings took 4 minutes and 5 seconds to score here in the contest tonight, and the Tigers never really in this thing tonight against a Class A opponent. As Connie High improves to 11-8 wins on the season now, Hastings High will drop to 1 win and 13 losses. We'll come back to recap this one for you. Coming up next, you're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
That's the sound of our spring beer, Samuel Adams Alpine Spring. Alpine Spring has a bright, citrusy, refreshing taste. We took a classic pils, added honey malt and special Tetnang hops, and left it unfiltered for a golden hazy color. Ah, delicious. Perfect for spring. Sam Adams Alpine Spring. Hurry, because it'll be gone fast.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safe and responsibly.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here, it's Kearney High. The Bearcats knock off Hastings High tonight in girls high school basketball. Final score of 58-26. And Kearney jumped down to a 9-0 lead here in the ball game, 17-7. At the end of the first quarter, 29-14. At halftime, Kearney led at the end of three quarters at 47-20. And they go on to beat Hastings High by a score of 58-26. And we have reached our first parents' night of the 2012-2013 season here tonight. So you might have a little time in between ball games here this evening, but we do have the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Also, got a couple of words with Hastings High head coach Scott Rosno here in just a little bit, but it's going to be an extended time in between games as we enjoy a parents' night here tonight in Kearney. Bearcats getting 21 points in the ball game tonight from Skylar Snyder. Snyder had 7 field goals in the ball game, and she was 7 out of 9 from the free throw line, so 21 points for Skylar Snyder. 10 points for Kelsey Stidham tonight. She knocked down 5 field goals for her 10 points. Kelsey Weimers, she had 9 points in the ball game. She had a 2-pointer. And she had actually 2 2-point field goals and a 3-pointer, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Abby Ray, she had 7 points in the ball game tonight. She had 3 field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Peyton Cutterback, she had 4 points in the ball game, and she had a couple of field goals. She was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Claire Sickler, she had a couple of field goals and 4 points in the contest. So Kearney, they were 10 out of 17 from the free throw line tonight. And unofficially, they had 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings High, they had 20 turnovers in the ball game tonight. They were just 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. The Tigers were led tonight by Bailey Petzl, and she scored 6 points in the ball game. Libby Knapple, she had 5 points. Knapple had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Other than that, not a whole lot of offense here for Hastings High tonight. Sophia Pankratz, she had 2 free throws in 2 attempts. She had 2 points. Mel Nagy actually had 5 tonight. She had a 3 and a 2-pointer in the second half for her 5 points. Elizabeth Franzen had 2 points and a field goal. Annie Grealish has had a field goal and 2 points tonight. Paige Kennedy had a field goal for 2. Ellen Foote one out of two from the free throw line for 1 point. So the Hastings High Tigers are now 1-13 on the season. Hastings High will play at Omaha Scott coming up on Saturday night. They got a ball game with Crete at home next Tuesday. Meanwhile, Kearney, they improved to 11-8 on the season. And Kearney has got Omaha Central coming in here. Actually, it's going to be an away game at Omaha Central on Tuesday night. So, again, the final in the girls' contest here tonight. It was Kearney knocking off Hastings High by the score of 58-26. Tell you what, we're going to send you back to the station here for a few minutes. As we said, we got Parents Night going on here at Kearney High. We've got Scott Rosno. He's standing by. We'll get to him in just a few minutes. We'll send you back to the station. We've got the second half of the doubleheader coming up in just a couple of minutes. So stay with us. Again, the score in the first ball game, it was Kearney knocking off Hastings High tonight in girls play by a score of 58-26. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Mike Will for 1230 KHIS Sports.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is just moments away on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.